we now have some data which uses a different recipe of 5-FU where you come in once a week and get an IV injection, but then you go home with nothing hooked up to you. And what's nice about this study is it combines the same medicines. It changes the recipe, but the same medicines. And you get a different side effect profile. You get less nerve toxicity. You don't have to use the port and the pump. But you do trade it for more GI side effects, more diarrhea, more risk of problems that way. But the punchline was that the results were essentially the same, that you get the same benefit whether you use the pump or not. So at least in my practice, I still present to patients the FOLFOX regimen and do recognize at the end of that discussion the variations on the theme, one of which is this FLOX regimen that we're talking about.
So have you used the FLOX regimen?
I personally have not, no.
Why do you prefer the FOLFOX regimen?
I think it's an easier regimen. I think after you get over the port and pump issue and the administration schedule, the actual side effects are less. Patients have a better time of it.
Another choice that's commonly considered is capecitabine or Xeloda. Can you talk about that?
Capecitabine is a really wonderful invention. For 40 years, we've been playing with 5-FU as an intravenous medicine. And finally, about a decade ago, an oral version of this medicine was developed. And it does appear that the best way to give 5-FU is over this prolonged exposure instead of getting it all at once, but to spread it out. Well, having an oral medicine allows us to mimic that without having to use the port and the pump. So the hope is that by switching over to the oral medicine, we won't have to worry about the hassle of the port and the pump. Now, there is one study that has been done which allows us to bring the oral 5-FU, and we're really very pleased to report that the group who got the oral medicine did, in fact, better. They had a slightly improved disease-free survival advantage, and most significantly, they had a lower side effect profile. So it was safer. So it won on both areas, the most important two areas, how well does it work and how safe is it? And so this has become a very popular option for patients with stage 2 and stage 3 disease after surgery. It avoids the need for coming in regularly for IV infusions. The medicine is relatively well tolerated, has side effects, but relatively well tolerated. And patients don't lose their hair. Nausea is not a big issue.